Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
We ran over with the news, and also we were just late in the last hour. We had so much to discuss. And we got so many interesting views, including this one.
The Kobingan International Relations Department, I guess this is part of their work that they do on a daily. It's just that now it's been put up in the media. But we should hear, I think we should be talking about the etiquette that starts at home, where children need to be taught that they need to greet all the people and how to behave when they have gone to visit other people's homes. Like, you know, you would have someone drinking tea as though they're drinking tea with a straw. So I fully understand why DEDCO would do this. It's part of their work.
Now, this conversation got me thinking. And it's actually a blessing when you get to interact with different cultures and different races, because you get to understand how they do things versus how you may do things. It's not to say any way is correct or any way is incorrect. You just understand who it's, oh, okay, this is acceptable here, it isn't acceptable there.
Sure.
Mpo does voiceovers. She will tell you that the voice, for example, is an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I was flying back from the US. It was on Saturday. And there's a guy, it sounded like the guy was Indian, I'm not sure.
Mm.
He was sitting in the seat behind us, so maybe seat 2D.
Mm.
And this guy was on a business call.
Mm.
But the way he was on a business call, he was
loud.
Bro, we could hear everything.
Oh, okay. We don't
and he was that. Discussing very sensitive things.
We don't do that.
Very sensitive things. He was talking about closing a deal. There's a house he was trying to buy. And he put in the offer. Now, this isn't business, eh? Everybody's here listening to this thing. And this call went on forever and ever and ever. Eventually, the air hostess has to tell him, hey, bro, we got to take off. And this got me thinking. So, I remember when I did voice training, my voice trainer, for some reason, had done like anthropology. And he explained why people use their voices the way that they do.
Yeah.
So, for example, Africans, because of how we used to live, sometimes you may have needed to communicate via long distances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you learn to shout and project. Exactly. Also, when you hang around with lots of people, the amplitude tends to rise until eventually you all shouting, etc. and so on.
In a gossip AD, you speak loudly to show everyone around you that you're not gossiping about them.
We see.
Oh, wow.
That I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Because when you speak in hushed tones, it's like, oh, niyahlela.
Like, you see.
You're plotting.
So even confidence, people feel like, mokulumela panzi, uzotile, usiyoyoyo, hey, project, yada, yada, yada. Saul, I always say, Saul has no inner voice.
At all.
Yeah. Hey?
From 5 in the morning.
Hey. Saul, people have an amplitude. People wake up, be like, hello, how's it going? They build up to it.
Yeah.
This office, it is silent.
Yeah.
Dead silence.
Until
half past five.
I don't defrost, man.
Half past five.
I'm just saying, like, warm.
Half past five is that too,
Not defrosting.
Yeah. And the telephone. There's a way to speak on a telephone that the other person that you're speaking to hears you, but we don't hear you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And all of that has to do with how when people learn to speak, nobody tells you how to control your voice.
Mm-hmm.
They just worry about can you speak or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually so many variants to a voice.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I remember when I started in multiracial schools, the one thing that became very apparent is that when two people are standing together, you don't necessarily hear what they're talking about. And abahlebi, they're just having a proper conversation. And then after some time, you learn to also tone down your voice when you're speaking with someone. And you don't have to be so loud. Everyone's like, why are you guys so loud? Like, do you have to be so loud? So at first, you take offense to it. But after some time, you assimilate because you understand. It's not necessary for everyone to hear your conversation. Eh?
Mm. And again, it's not to say we are praising whiteness or saying that way is correct and our way is incorrect. But it's just something to keep in mind.
Mm. You know, when I visited Nigeria, I realized that the town was quite loud.
Yeah.
And the reason it's so loud is because of the generators, because there would be a lot of generators. And when I got back to South Africa, it almost made sense that when you hear some of our Nigerian brothers and sisters talking, sometimes they'd be loud. But because I realized that the town was so loud, you could hear the generators, that you'd just be more amplified, you know? And it made sense to me. So I understand why you would use a certain voice or become accustomed to speaking a certain way because of the circumstances. So it was quite a pleasant thing to learn.
When I'm in the rural, Hashem.
Really?
Hashem.
So when you speak, Zuzi Zu normal, when?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, what's normal for you?
Because people like to say you're shouting, and I'm like, if I shout, if I do start and to shout, then you'll hear me shouting.
Wait, you have a shouting voice?
Yeah.
You actually have a shouting voice?
Yeah.
There's more to this.
I just project.
Okay,
sounds very normal.
Okay, so then when you hear other people speak, what do you hear with other people? Does it sound normal to them, or do they sound like Mundu Ashleba when they speak?
No, it's their normal. They sound normal. I hear myself sounding like them.
So then you have an auditory problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Lobs,
I just project and my voice is just...
you don't project. You shout.
I don't shout.
You
so
shout.
Let me tell you. Saul,
we shout on the radio.
We'll be in a meeting with Saul, right? And then he's discussing off one person to another. Shame on Luketa. It's Adam.
Nah, I thought the show was good.
Yeah.
Saul. Yeah, so
And the thing is, you're the sweetest, but you'd be greeting the security guard first thing in the morning, and I'm sure he's like, yo, but God,
it's not violent shouting.
No. Yes, but it's so overwhelming.
You can hear it. And the thing about you, because of how you project, in inverted commas, we can hear you from downstairs before you even come up. And you can imagine, this is two floors up, but we can hear you.
I got me, by the way. Not that it's a bad thing.
Where I stay, I stay on the 15th floor, top floor, and the security guards can hear me all the way down sometimes. And they say, well, we can hear you, like, when you come down. Because you come up singing, jovial and nonchalant. I'm not even trying to annoy people. I'm just being me. I'm not trying to make a statement. And a lot of people, it's sad, because especially when you have a familiar face, you know, you're on TV, whatever. Mm. People then think you're trying to command attention. You want to be seen that, Saul is here. Meanwhile, I'm just me.
And he's been like this since I first met him. And why, for example?
Yeah.
As an intern, I remember thinking, hey, bro, who is this kid?
And why is he so loud?
Bruh.
And in Kule, it was just me and my mom. It's not like I'm from a family of 10 where sbaningi, you got to be heard.
Yeah.
So it's strange. I don't really know where it comes from.
You're happy. You're happy. First thing in the morning, I wish we could take videos of you. We asked Kulela, so like saying, guys.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-959. Do you have an inner voice?
I am Saul, and Saul is me. Even when I'm not in the office. Like, if I spend 2 days not going to the... On the third day, they'll be like, hey, we missed you, Joe. Because, Jay, I'm loud. I'm Saul. Saul is me.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this noise, it's really irritating. I have a colleague who screams. You can hear her in the corridors. You know, when you have a meeting with her, I'm telling you, by the end of the meeting, you've had a headache. And then she will just tell you, that's how I talk. But she screams.
Hi, man. Seriously, he voice got Saul. I think he has to go high. And then you pull a corner. Oh, manje, he's stuck on that voice. It's not like he's got any option. He's stuck here.
That is actually funny. No, for real, that analogy works. Makes sense.
Hi, guys. You are forgetting Ubuti Saul spent a lot of time in Hillbro with our African brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow.
Even though he was not in Lagos, he was in Lagos. But yeah, so there is absolutely nothing wrong. You're bringing positive vibes, positive energy. Fruch and Imori. Continue, my brother. Continue.
Somebody just said, can you imagine Komoto and Saul in one room? Hey, that show. Hey, gang.
Komoto!
Nagumi Pika.
Hey!
Nagumi Pika.
Wow, guys. Yo, nangenza ukuthi ngathi ngathula. I feel mangithetha mina nalaba bamantwana. I am very loud. But now sengiyabona kunala e-office ngoku uyakhuluma, but hey, I know. Ningifundise kuningi namhlanje kuseni. Thank you so much. I've learned a lot this morning, especially for the offers. Thank you.
Oh man, that is funny.
Hi man, Sizwe, I voice ka Saul.
Okay, yeah, I know we've heard this one. So, give us a shout and let us know. There's one voice note here we haven't played. I think this is it.
I'm laughing.
There we go.
I'm the same as Saul. My husband of 10 years this year still can't get used to it. And we'll be talking and he'll be like, but why are you loud? Why are you screaming? That time, you know, I'm like, this is my, it's my normal. Because when I start screaming or shouting, then it becomes higher. So just yesterday, he was like, love, I'm here. I can hear you. And I was like, oh, maybe I have a problem with the ears. I need to check my ears out because I don't hear the loudness that you always complain about. This is so funny.
And so somebody sent a message now saying, how? But when I listen to you guys, Caesar, it sounds like you screaming too, right? So it depends. There's a difference between amplitude, which is, I suppose, the volume, and then energy. Mm-hmm. So amplitude is whether or not something is audible. Mm-hmm. So I can speak to you like this.
That's projection.
You can still hear me, right? Mm. But there's not energy in the voice. If I want to sound excited, still the same amplitude, but now you can hear, hey, there's excitement. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody starts smiling, you can hear, oh, they're smiling. If they're laughing and they're talking, you can hear that they're laughing and they're talking. Yeah. These are just ways that psychologically you get to understand what's going on in the studio. So when you do voiceovers, they call it color, right? Because that's what adds the variance in the delivery. Mm-hmm. When you're not voice trained, then you have what's called a monotone, right? So you're still delivering the same read, but it doesn't come across in the way that it should. Because generally when you speak, there's other actions that you mimic or that your body does. Mm. And that affects how the voice comes out as well.
Which is why documentaries have a certain tone.
Yes. It's calming. Because also, listening to Saul narrate a story for 3 hours, now you get tired.
Hi, Mo.
Yeah, it's a psychological thing. Like
The energy.
Yeah. You get tired. You'd be like, yo, man, this is overwhelming. I can't listen to this documentary. You wouldn't know why. You wouldn't know why, but you'd be like, yo, the documentary is too much. But then listening to Mbunda Mabalane, then you'd be like, oh, okay, I can listen to this documentary.
I shame. I'm also like Saul. I don't have an inner voice. Like, I don't. I'm very loud, Shimias. I'm like Saul. I don't. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, my guy, see with me, ne? No, I can lower my voice and my not. Ah, but being a figure. Ah, my guy, I don't want to lie to you. Yo, I laugh. I laugh. You know, I'm in the third floor. Oh, I'm in the first floor. Oh, he's on the third floor. Ah, I'm in the third floor. Yo.
I think your personality has something to do with this, because Abantaba introverted, they come off as very soft-spoken people, you know. Obviously, they are energized when they're spending time with their immediate family and their close friends, but in general, they don't strike me as very loud people. Whereas, like, I have a cousin who's an extrovert. Like, he literally walk out the house not having a plan as to where he's going, but he's going. And he's the loudest person. Like, even when we are having a very soft conversation, it's like he can't read the room. He's always on 100. So I think your personality has something to do with this.
I agree 100%. In fact, how you use your voice is an extension of your personality.
Yeah, then you get anomalies like myself. I'm an introvert, funny enough.
I don't know. But okay, if you say so.
Or rather, I'm a bit antisocial. So I'd rather be at home than be out with people. But I'm still the loud soul.
But you're not an introvert. Chambeke, you're an ambivert at best. We'll put it there. I've seen you walk up to people unprompted, strike up a conversation. That's not what introverts do.
I have my moments. Yeah, maybe. Maybe the other verse.
Not what you'd like
maybe
to
the
be.
Other verse.
You little Uzi verse.
No, not that verse.
mina I voice yami hlali lana yazi ayina octave whatsoever ihlala ila to the point but uyasibumba wena angisibumbi ngila ngimelo I'm not loud I'm not usol ngifunela nje I voice emelo and abantu aba ngadifrost ekseni man hey abosol yo they're a bit too much
now I'm going to shock you because I'm going to close off with a text I got from Khumutso Mese right now. She says, I'm an introvert. Khumutso Mese says she's an introvert. Hey, my daughter. I have heard it all today. I've heard it all. It's not even 8 a.m. I have heard it all. What is up, PDG? Hey, Khumutso Mese. Hey, my daughter.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.